This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Staying on taxes, the gas tax funds the upkeep of our roads and bridges. These days, we're paying less, though, in federal fuel taxes. Part of it is that the federal gas tax hasn't gone up in a while. The other part is that more people are driving fuel-efficient cars, which means they're buying less gas altogether. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports on a possible tax fix.
How do you replace a tax loss? With the new tax on hybrids, electric cars, and bikes. Douglas Schinkel is a policy expert at the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says those vehicles aren't the only ones to blame for the fall in fuel taxes. He says Americans are just driving less.
Since about 2001, the amount of vehicle miles traveled per American has gone down for every age group, and particularly for millennials.
Schinkel says at the same time, all cars are getting more fuel efficient. That means everyone is paying less in fuel taxes, and so states and cities need to find ways to make up for that shortfall.
Chicago is certainly one of those cities that's struggling to pay the bills.
Jim Merrill is with the Active Transportation Alliance in Chicago, which advocates for bikers and walkers. A councilwoman in that city recently floated the idea of levying a $25 fee on bikers, in part to pay for their use of the road. Merrill says in Chicago, fuel taxes pay for less than half the cost of maintaining roads. The rest of the money comes from the general fund. And he notes, most bikers drive too. Jay Friedland is with Plug In America, which advocates for electric cars. He says increasingly states are imposing fees on electric cars and hybrids.
We've already seen Virginia and Washington state pass laws. There's laws under consideration in New Jersey, North Carolina, Indiana.
And come January 1st, electric car owners in Colorado will have to pay a $50 a year fee. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.